Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you so much that you've translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into kingdom of your Son. Thank you, Lord, so that we can see you, we can work together with you, and we can bear fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 13 from verse 24 to 30. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came and said to him, "Sir, didn't you sow good seeds in your field? Where did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. And the servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the wheat and tie them in bundles to be burned, and then gather the wheat and bring them into my barn.'"
Hallelujah. You know, the farmer here, the Godhead, it was their idea for mankind. Come, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And so Psalm 139 says in it, we are fearfully and wonderfully made in our mother's womb. And even at that time, the days ordained for us were written while there were yet none. So God has got a plan with each and every person that came into this world. And he goes on to say in that there, because his love for us is like the sand on the seashore. So God's got a tremendous, mighty love. And we've come here before 2020. We've been in a period where the wheat and the weeds were growing together. You didn't see much difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. And then in 2020, with the powerful deception, the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. We started seeing, you can see the children of God, the wheat, and you can see the weeds. This distinction is now becoming very evident. You can see those who are turning to evil, the love of self, the pride, the love of money, believing the deception, and then you can see the children of God are starting to shine. And this is so necessary, because in the fullness of the harvest, in the harvest time now that is happening, you have got the kingdom fire for those that have denied their name, turned away from Christ, Antichrist, and from the devil and his angels. That's the lake of fire as they've prepared for them. But then there is the barn. And I see the barn as the place in the kingdom where Psalm 91, where we abide in the shelter, we abide in Jesus, we abide in the vine. And in abiding in the vine, we able to now bear fruit and then be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So the time now is to wake up like never before. We need to make the right decisions. I think of Romans chapter 12, where it talks about give your body. And then how do you give your body? By the renewing of your mind. And where does the renewing of your mind come from? It comes from the faith, the grace of God that gives us faith. And that is by the Spirit. And that is what is so necessary now, to just stay in tune. Spoke about the time here where it's the devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And he operates when people are asleep. And sleep is the opposite to being awake. So we need to be awake now. And therefore the word is very clear. Awake, O sleeper, and Christ will give you light. And the word is very clear in 1 Corinthians 15, I think it's 33 or 34, where it says, "Awake to righteousness and sin no more. For some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame." So it's a time of waking up. It's a time of shining. We are in the days now. I was thinking about, you know, what was the last hours of the time of Noah? Because he says that we are like in the times of Noah now. And what was the last? The last was when Noah and his family went into the ark. And what is the ark representative for us now? The kingdom of God, Jesus, going into Jesus. Amen? And that's where we got to look, we got to stay, and that's where we got to get our light from, and that's where we arise and shine, for our light has come. Amen? Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. If you're the church and you're the called out ones, you are now going to stay in tune and develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.